Good morning.
早。
Nice to see you all again this morning.
很高兴又看到大家。
So far, so good. You're all awake.
到目前为止都不错，大家好像都是醒着的。
Give me about 15 minutes, I'll take care of that.
我只要15分钟，我就可以让你们睡着。
And finally, for the first time in my life, I got an upgrade.
终于啊，在我这有生里面第一次我得到升等。
As of this morning, I'm on the Chinese side.
我被升等了，今天我是站在讲中文的这一边。
I don't know how that happened, but we switched.
我不知道为什么我们换位置。I tell you why, that's a bigger podium.
Oh, okay.
Go with the size.
I'll go with the size, okay. Okay. Well, anyway, it's good to be here. And, you know, it's a little too early to say goodbye, but goodbye.
好像说再见早了一点，不过让我先说再见。
This is my last opportunity to be with you all together. The English group this afternoon, we'll say goodbye then. But thank you for your kindness once again to us, for having us and allowing us the privilege to bring the Word of God to you.
我要跟你们先说再见，因为这个合并聚会呢，这是最后一堂。下午我跟英文组还有一次机会，但是我要再次表达谢谢你们为我对我们的爱心和照顾。
If you were here yesterday, and I guess most of you were, we were talking about standing firm in these last days.
昨天早晨我们提到在末后世代如何为主站住。
We have to stand firm against the temptations, the subtleties, deceptions of the enemy.
我们必须要面对仇敌的挑战、试探和引诱，站立得稳。
Now, in one sense of the word, we need to be very, very afraid because we're no match.For the enemy in our own selves.
那另外一面，我们必须非常的惧怕，因为我们是不能独自面对仇敌的。
The only victory that we have is, as Brother Jason said, in Jesus.
就像 Jason 弟兄所说的，我们唯一能得胜的路是在基督里。
The only strength that we have is in Christ.
我们唯一的能力是当我们在基督的里面。
The only place of safety is.In that ark, in Christ Jesus.
唯有在耶稣基督救恩的船上，我们才是安全的。
And so, if we're not in Him, then we're very vulnerable to the attacks of the enemy.
若是没有在基督里，我们是非常容易受攻击的。
Solomon in the book of Proverbs used an illustration. He talked about the rock badgers, the conies, those little animals.
在箴言里面，所罗门王用到一个比喻。
They're not very large. They don't have very much to protect themselves with.
他讲到我们像一种幼小的动物是没有办法自己保护自己的。
And if they're just out in the open, they're fair game for whatever predator might want to swoop down upon them.
当他们在外面奔跑的时候，很多野兽可以侵扰他们。
But Solomon says that their safety is they make their home.In the rocks.
但是呢，这些动物怎么样自求生存呢？就是把他们的家筑在石穴的里面。
They get in those little crevices and they hide in there and they stay in there and they find in those rocks their safety.
他们藏在石头的穴中，在那里他们得以安全。
That's our safety also.
对我们而言，这也是我们自保之路。
It's in that rock, Christ Jesus.
是在耶稣基督这个磐石的里面。
And so we don't have to be afraid.
所以我们就不用惧怕。
Fear not.
不要害怕。
I am with you.
因为我与你们同在。
We can boldly say that the Lord is our helper.
我们可以勇敢地说主是我们的帮助。
We will not be afraid what any man will do to us.
所以我们不要害怕人能对我们做什么。
Because he is our safety and he is our victor.
因为他是我们的得胜者，他是我们的保障。
It's guaranteed that the temptations will come.
我们知道试探必定是会来到的。
Every one of us will be tempted.
每一个人都会遇见试探。
Maybe daily, maybe many times a day.
也许一天一次，也许一天许多次。
The Bible says that we are tried or tempted, in many different ways.
圣经说我们会多方多面的受到试探。
And Jesus wants to give us the victory in every one of those temptations.
而神主耶稣愿意在每一次我们受试探的时候能够
成功。We can be overcomers.
我们能得胜。
We can be more than conquerors.
我们能够得胜有余。
That is not sometimes the testimony of even many Christians.
但是这却不是许多基督徒的见证和经历。
Sometimes there okay, and sometimes they're not okay.
有的时候他们是蛮不错的，有的时候是不好的。
Sometimes they're victorious over the temptation, sometimes they succumb and yield and give in to those temptations.
有的时候我们胜过试探，有的时候我们屈服于试探之下。
Now, just because you're tempted, there's nothing wrong with that. We will all be tempted.
受试探这件事是没有什么错误的，因为我们都会遇见试探。
We read in the Bible that Jesus was tempted.In all ways like we are.
但是主耶稣在圣经上也亲自受过各样的试探，像我们一样。
Jesus never sinned or yielded to those temptations.
但是每一次遇见试探的时候，主耶稣没有犯罪，也没有屈服在试探之下。
And the protocol for us is that we also overcome and don't yield to those temptations.
所以同样的，我们也可以遇见试探，每一次都得胜。
Sometimes we do.
有的时候我们好像得胜。
But I believe that in the scriptures and in Luke chapter 4,
在路加福音第四章里面
when we read there about the temptation of Jesus in the wilderness,
我们要来看主耶稣在旷野中受试探的事。
We find clearly taught to us the way that we too also can overcome the temptation.
在这一段的经历里面，我们可以看到如何我们也可以在凡试探上得胜。
If you have your Bible, I'd like to read with you from Luke chapter 4.
若是你有圣经，好不好？我们一起看《路加福音》第四章。
This very familiar story.
是我们很熟悉的一段圣经。
Jesus was in the wilderness to be tempted of the devil.
主耶稣在旷野被魔鬼试探。
Yet, as you think of the story, not just, as a general picture, but if you look at the details given, it's a very interesting story.
但是如果你仔细地读的时候，这是一个非常有意思的经历。
Some things that you might even think to question, and I'm not too sure about this, but it says it here, so we have to believe it.
有的时候你还会怀疑说，啊，我不确定是真的这样吗？但是你仔细一读，它真是如此。
Now, when I was younger, growing up in church, I'd heard this story also told.
我从小生长在教会，所以我听过这段故事很多次。
And for many years, as a matter of fact, many, many years of my life, if you were to ask me how was it that Jesus overcame temptation, I would have said he overcame it by the word of God.
但是呢，你会看到说主耶稣怎么胜过试探的。你看到他胜过试探是借着神的话。
And that would have been a correct answer.
对的，那个答案是正确的。
In part.
但是不是完全正
确。Did you ever take a test at school or an essay and you got partial credit?
你在学校考试的时候有没有说没有得到满分，只得到每一题里面没有得到整题的分数，只得到部分的分数。
If you were to say to me this morning that the reason why Jesus overcame the temptations in the wilderness was because he was armed with the word of God and he used the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God to combat the enemy, you would get partial credit.
如果你今天跟我说耶稣能够胜过试探，因为他被圣灵充满，然后他是被神的话充满，他用神的话就是圣灵的宝剑对抗仇敌的攻击，所以我说我给你一部分的分数。
Because the first words of chapter 4 are very important.
但是呢，第四章的第一个字是非常重要的。
It says there, Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit.
耶稣是被圣灵充满。
Full of the Holy Spirit.
他是被圣灵充满。
That, I believe, is most critical to this whole chapter, this whole story.
我个人觉得这一句话是他整章里面最重要的一件事。
Yes, the Word of God is very important.
是的，神的话是很重要。
But I don't know that we would have had the same outcome in this story had it not been for that first phrase, Jesus.Full of the Holy Spirit.
但是我相信这整个经历呢，结果可能会不同的。若是没有这第一句说他是被圣灵充满。
Now it's a little difficult to understand for me how Jesus, God, the Son of God, needed to be filled with the Spirit of God, which he was part of because these three are one.
对我来说是有点难明白，因为主耶稣是三而一的神，所以他跟圣灵是一致的。那为什么神的儿子需要被圣灵充满？
I reconcile that by noticing that Jesus was a man.
我后来明白了，因为主耶稣在这里，他是一个人。
And as a man in his earthly body, it behooved him, he was needing to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
他是一个人在肉身中，所以他需要被圣灵充满。
Now that occurred at his baptism.
所以呢，这个圣灵充满经历开始于他受浸的时候。
The previous chapter talks to us about it.
我们在前一章可以看到这个经历。
Jesus went out to be baptized of John when John was baptizing.
耶稣到施洗约翰那里，施洗约翰为他施浸。
You remember how John saw Jesus coming, and when Jesus asked him, John said, No, I'm not worthy to baptize you.
记得吗？当约翰看见耶稣要来给他施浸，他说我是不配给你施浸的。
But there again, we read that Jesus needed to have that water baptism to fulfill righteousness.
但是耶稣必须要在水里受浸，要理当行诸般的义。
You and I are baptized in water upon the confession of our faith for the remission of our sins. Jesus never sinned.
当我们承认我们的罪，接受了主耶稣，我们就受浸了。但是主耶稣从来没有犯罪啊。
So why did he need to be baptized?
为什么主耶稣需要受浸呢？
Because it was the right thing to do, and he's our example, and we follow his example, and he was baptized, and we too then follow in water baptism upon the confession of our faith.
因为他是我们的榜样，所以呢。他要受水浸，同样的，我们也当受水浸。
And so as Jesus was baptized in water, and he came up out of the water,
当主耶稣受水浸，从水里上来的时候，
we read in chapter 3 that immediately the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form.
立刻你就看到圣灵仿佛鸽子降在他的身上。
That's in chapter 3, verse 22.
那是在第三章二十二节的地方。
The Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form like a dove, and then a voice from heaven, the Father spoke.
圣灵降在他身上，形状仿佛鸽子，又有声音从天上来说。
So here at Jesus' baptism, you do find all the persons of the Trinity present.
所以你看，主耶稣受浸的时候，的确三而一的神是在那里的。
Of course, Jesus was there.
主耶稣第一，他在那里。
The Holy Spirit descended upon him.
圣灵仿佛鸽子也降在那里。
And the Father from heaven spoke.
那天上的父同时也说话。
But it's that Holy Spirit part that I'm interested in right now.
但是我现在所最要注意的就是那个圣灵那部分。
That dove that came down from heaven.
有一个鸽子从天降下。
We know from other places in the Bible that a dove is a picture of the Holy Spirit. That dove is easily frightened away.
鸽子是很容易受惊吓而飞走的。
You have to be very careful that dove doesn't leave or lift.
你要非常的小心，所以鸽子不会飞走。
And as the Holy Spirit came down upon Jesus, he was filled with the Holy Spirit.
当圣灵降下降在耶稣身上的时候，他就被圣灵充满。
If Jesus needed to be filled with the Holy Spirit for his ministry and before his temptation in the wilderness, I would suggest to you that you need to be filled with the Holy Spirit also.
若是主耶稣为了要进行他的执事，并且面对在旷野中的试探，需要被圣灵充满，那我必须说，你我也当被圣灵充满。
It's not optional.
这个不是一个选择。
So, well, I don't know if I feel like it, maybe, but I don't know. Why do I need to be filled with the Holy Spirit? Why can't I just go like I'm going?
不是可有可无，不是我们的选择。
Because it's the Holy Spirit that empowers you.
因为圣灵将能力赐给我们。
It's the power of the Holy Spirit that enables you to be victorious.
是圣灵的能力让我们能够得胜。
Yes, it's even the Holy Spirit that takes the Word of God, brings it to your remembrance, and enables you to use it effectively.
也是圣灵将神的话带给你，叫你想起来，让你能够有效用，要有效的使用。
And so, although yes, it was the word of God that Jesus used. I wonder if Jesus would have been able to use it had he not been filled with the Holy Spirit.
的确，面对仇敌的时候，主耶稣用的是神的话。但是我常想，若他没有被圣灵充满，他们能不能这么成功的使用？
Jesus taught his disciples one time, and he said, "You don't have to consider what you're going to say or before the time."
主耶稣告诉他的门徒说过，你们不用思考当说什么话。
Because the Holy Spirit will bring to your remembrance what you need to say when it's the right time to use it.
因为时候到了，圣灵会指教你所当说的话。
How did Jesus know what scripture texts or verses to use?
主耶稣怎么知道要用哪一卷书哪一个章节？
You say, well, because he was Jesus, he knows everything.
你会说哦，他是主耶稣嘛，他什么都知道。
Well, I understand that, but he was a man.
我了解，但是你要知道，主耶稣当时他是个人。
Most of you women know that men don't know anything.
大部分的女在座的女人都知道，男人什么都不懂。
And really.Left to ourselves, we're kind of helpless.
所以若是没有的话，我们就无助了。
But I'm so thankful for the Holy Spirit.
但是我感谢主将圣灵赐给我们。
I'm so thankful that I can be filled with the Holy Spirit.
为了能被圣灵充满，我充满了感谢。
That the Holy Spirit will quicken the Word of God and bring it to my remembrance as I need it.
在我需要的时候，圣灵会叫那个话语被提醒在我的心中，让我能够使用。
That the Holy Spirit will direct and lead and guide, because as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God.
因为被圣灵所引导的就是神的儿女。
But the interesting thing now is that it was the Holy Spirit, as I read in the fourth chapter, the first verse, he was led by the Spirit into the wilderness.
我觉得更有趣的是四章一节先讲到耶稣被圣灵充满，然后讲到圣灵将主引导到旷野。
Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, is now being led by the Spirit into a desert.
所以主耶稣是被圣灵充满，并且被圣灵引导带到旷野的里面。
A desert is a very dry place.
旷野是一个非常干旱的地方。
A very hot place.
非常炎热的地方。
A very difficult place.
是一个不容易的环境。
A very nice place to stay out of.
是一个我们最好不要去的地方。
This desert, this wilderness was 15 miles wide and about 35 miles long.
这个旷野非这个沙漠非常的大，大概15乘35的面积。
Now you would think that it would say, it should read, that first verse should say, Jesus was led by the Spirit to the sunny beaches of California.
你应该说圣耶稣被圣灵充满，圣灵引导到他到美好的加州海边。
Now I might not think that. I would think he would be led by the Spirit to the beautiful city of New York.
我想或者带他到美丽的纽约去。
But what I wouldn't think is that he's led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted of the devil.
但是我永远想不到他居然是被圣灵引导到那个炎热的沙漠去，然后在那里受魔鬼的试探。
The father wouldn't allow that for his son, or would he?
你想做天父的怎么会容许他的儿子这样的经历呢？
The answer must be yes, he would, because he did.
我猜答案应该是是的，因为这就是发生的情况。
God the father led his son by the spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil.
所以天父借着圣灵引导他自己的儿子到沙漠地去接受魔鬼的试探。
Maybe you're here this morning and you are in a desert.
也许你今天正在一个环境就像沙漠一样。
Oh, not literally, but figuratively, in your spiritual life, you are in a hot, dry, desolate, difficult place.
也许你的灵性正处在一个干燥、炎热。
It's barren,
痛苦的地方,
it's barren and it's big, and it doesn't seem as if it's ever going to end.
好像这地区无限广大，好像你永远走不出来。
Did you know that it's quite possible that you could be led by the Spirit into such a place?
你有没有想过，是不是圣灵把你带到这样的光景里的？
Why?
为什么呢？
Why would the Father lead Jesus into the wilderness to be tempted?
为什么天父会允许耶稣基督被带到沙漠地受试探呢？
Well, there are a few reasons. One of them is because as Jesus overcame the temptations, so we also then through Christ are able to overcome.
这理由之一就是耶稣也在凡事上被受试探，所以他能够搭救凡受试探的人。
And this story not only tells us the temptations, but tells us how it is that we can be victorious.
在这一个经节里，不仅告诉我们他如何受试探，也讲到他如何胜过试探。
The question may not be this morning, are you in a hot, dry, desert place?
所以今天早上的问题不是说你是不是正在一个干燥、疲乏、炎热之地。
The more important question is,Are you filled with the Holy Spirit in the hot, dry desert place?
更重要的议题是你在这个地方是不是被圣灵充满？
Because if you're not, the chances are pretty good that you're not going to be victorious.
若不是的话，我可以说你相当大的几率你是不能成功的。
Because the desert is hot, the desert is dry, and the desert is difficult.
因为这是一个干旱、疲乏、无水之地。
And unless you're filled with the Holy Spirit in such a place, you're probably not going to overcome.
除非你被圣灵充满，恐怕你是胜不了试探的。
And sometimes we get out into this world without our scuba equipment, if you were here yesterday morning.
有的时候好像我们活在这世上却没有将自己装备好，就像我们做潜水的比喻。
We try to tackle the desert that's out there, the barrenness that's out there.
我们想要去进攻占领那个干旱的沙漠。
We try to do it in our intellect.
我们想要用自己的智慧来得胜。
We try to do it in our own effort and in our strength.
用我们自己的努力或我们的力量。
And there is really only victory in Jesus.
但是唯有我们在基督里才能得胜。
But thank God there is victory in Jesus.
但是感谢主，在基督里我们是能夸胜。
And so the Lord brings His Son Jesus into this desert place.
所以神带着他的儿子进入了干旱的旷野。
And he brings the Son there to test him.
他带他到那里受试探。
And the devil brings him there to tempt him.
所以魔鬼就去试探他。
Is there a difference between a test and a temptation?
试验和试探有没有不同？
There is.
有一点不同。
The devil tempts us.
从仇敌的角度，他们是来试探我们。
And those temptations that he sends our way are meant to trip us up.
因为他的目的是叫我们跌倒。
Are meant to make us to fall and to flounder.
让我们跌倒失败。
But the very same thing that the devil uses to tempt us can also be used by God to test or to try our faith.
所以同时的撒旦用来试探我们叫我们跌倒的工具成为神手中试验我们证明我们的信心的工具。
To strengthen us through those tests.
借着这些试验神刚强我们。
God does not tempt us to evil.
神不会用邪恶的事来试探我们。
God does not tempt us to try to make us to trip up.
神不试探我们让我们跌倒。
But he allows or uses those temptations of the devil as tests for us.
但他会允许也让仇敌的试探成为一个向着我们的试验。
Those difficult places God can use to mold us, to strengthen us, and to give us help inwardly.
很多时候借着困难的环境神成就我们制造我们。
The devil tempted Joseph.
譬如说魔鬼来试探约瑟。
That story is filled with temptations.
约瑟的一生中充满了试探。
On a sexual, moral level.
在道德上。
Tempted to discouragement.
在失望或灰心的事上。
Feeling lonely and ostracized and abandoned by anybody and everybody.
在他被兄弟所抛弃的那个孤独的感觉。
You know, when your brothers sell you off into slavery, you are in a desert.
想一想，若是你的兄弟把你给卖了做奴隶，你是不是在一个人生的旷野？
When you're accused falsely and thrown into prison, you are in a desert.
当你被诬告而扔入大牢里的时候，你也在人生的旷野里。
And the enemy used those occasions to try to cause Joseph to fall.
仇敌用那些困苦的环境，为了叫约瑟跌倒。
To yield to those temptations.
让他屈服在试探之下。
To succumb and to give in.
去屈服。
But we read in the Bible that those very same temptations of the devil, God used to try or test Joseph and bring forth, well, it says iron in his bones.
我们看到主耶稣神利用这些困难的环境成全了约瑟，带出他骨骼中强壮的部分。
It says that Joseph was put in the furnace of affliction.
圣经说他好像被放在一个苦难的火炉中。
It's the same as saying in the desert.
就好像在沙漠里一样炎热。
But in that furnace of affliction, God says, I put iron into your bones, Joseph.
但是借着这个火炉般的试炼，我把铁制作在你的骨头中。
You could have been burnt up in that furnace.
按照天然人，你是在火炉中被销毁的。
You could have been overcome by those temptations.
你可能被这些试探所胜过。
But because you stood your ground.
但是因为你坚定站立。
Because you said, "How can I do this thing and sin against God?"
他因为你说我怎能跌倒而得罪神呢？
Because you took those temptations and turned them around and let God use them to bring iron into your bones.
因为你容许让这些试探在神手中成为制作的机会，成就铁一样的事在你的骨头中。
What was meant to you for evil, God meant for good.
人对我们的意念是邪恶的，但是在神是施恩的意念。
We find the same thing in the story of Abraham and his son Isaac.
我们也看到在亚伯拉罕和以撒的一生中有看到神这样的做法。
I think in the NIV translation that 22nd chapter of Genesis says, and God tested Abraham.
在创世纪二十二章中说，神试验亚伯拉罕。
Wouldn't it be nice if the Lord would, you know, tell you ahead of time this is only a test?
如果神先告诉他，这不过是一个试验而已，不是很好吗？
Did you ever hear that on the radio? Sometimes, infrequently, but sometimes they'll, for the next 60 seconds, we're conducting a test.
有的时候你在收音机上会听到，对不对？他们说，下面六十秒钟我们要做一个，测验。
If this was a real emergency, we'd ask you to pull your car over and get under the nearest whatever, to protect yourself.
所以目的是让你习惯一个警铃，然后以后听到你就要把车子停在靠边停下来。
And so for the next 60 seconds, the only thing you hear on your radio is.
然后接下来60秒钟就听到这样的声音。
I guess that's Chinese too. Now I'm glad to know ahead of time that that's a test.
我觉得他先预先警告我，我很高兴。
But you know, God doesn't always say, "Hey, Ernie, this is only a test."
但是神不会常常说，哎，恩尼弟兄啊，这只是一个试验啊。
Job, this is only a test.
哦，约伯啊，这只是一个试验啊。
If you knew what was going on behind the scenes, Job, you'd be okay. But it's only a test. You're going to lose your family. You're going to lose your money. You're going to lose everything. You're going to lose your health.Don't worry, it's only a test.
约伯啊，我跟你讲，我们都在幕后在看呢。你会失去你的家庭、你的金钱、你的健康。不过不要担心，这都不过是一个测验而已。
What God does do to every one of His choice vessels is He puts them through the wilderness.
你看出来吗？所有神所拣选的器皿，他都必须将他们放在旷野里。
He does it to Peter says.Purify us.
他要洁净他们。
After you're tried, you're going to bring forth gold.
因为经过试验之后，金晶会成就在器皿的里面。
And the same thing that the enemy wants to use to trip you up, God wants to use to purify you.
仇敌的意思是叫我们跌倒，但是神的意思是叫我们得洁净。
So Abraham, it's only a test. Take your son, your only son Isaac, who you love, and sacrifice him on an altar.
所以旧的亚伯拉罕说，神不过是试验他，要他把儿子献上。
Excuse me, Lord, I'm old.Now, could you please say that again?
亚伯拉说，哦，你知道我现在年纪大了，听不清楚，你再说一遍。
And he repeated it. Well, he didn't repeat it. I'm repeating it.
当然，亚伯拉罕没有这样问，神也没有再重述。
This is only a test. I wish you would have told me. I wish I would have heard, but nothing.
但是呢，这不过是一个试验，可是神没有先告诉他。
Just do it.
所以神就叫他这样去做。
And you know what? Abraham was willing and ready to do it.
但是亚伯拉罕是非常愿意，而且准备好。
When Abraham had that knife up and ready to plunge it into his son, his only son Isaac, who he loved.
当他举起刀来要将他的儿子杀了献上的时候
，God called to Abraham.
神就差遣使者大叫说：“亚伯拉罕。
”Now I know.
我现在知道了。
Oh, wait a minute, God, didn't you know that ahead of time? You know everything, God.
你可以说亚伯拉罕说神啊，你不是什么都知道吗？
No, now I know because I saw the way you acted and reacted to the test. That could have been a temptation, but you overcame it and it just strengthened you.
我知道，我也看见你这个要试探你的机会，就成为一个成就你、刚强你的机会。
Because Abraham believed God.
因为亚伯拉罕相信神。
He believed God enough to believe that God could raise his son from the dead, if so be.
他信到一个程度，他相信就算我把儿子杀了，他能叫他从死里复活。
Abraham, you passed.
所以他通过了这个考验。
Good job, Joseph, you passed.
那约瑟也通过了考验。
Well done, Job.
非常成功，约伯也成功了。
And we could go on and on and on and on, and time would fail to tell of those vessels unto honor, sanctified and meet for the Master's use, that God molded by putting them through the furnace of affliction.
我们讲到有许许多的伟人，他们都经过神的试验，成为圣洁，合乎主用，成为神家中贵重的器皿。
And so, as we get into the story in Luke chapter 4,
所以当我们在看路加福音第四章的时候，
please never lose sight of the fact that Jesus is filled with the Holy Spirit.
永远不要忽略这件重要的事，就是耶稣是被圣灵充满。
And although there are actually three different ways that the devil tries to tempt Jesus.
虽然魔鬼从三个不同的方向来试探主。
And we don't have the time, not nearly enough time, to really go into it in depth.
我们是没有时间一个一个仔细的看。
But just as you overlook or look, not overlook, but as you look over it, generally speaking, you might come to the conclusion that it really is only one one test.
但是总括来说, 你可以说, 事实上只有一个试验。
The point is, will Jesus act independently of his Father, or will he follow the will of his Father for his life?
总的来说, 就是当主耶稣面对一切试探的时候, 他是选择依靠他的父神来行事, 还是他独立作业。
Jesus had been in the habit of doing the things that pleased his Father.
主耶稣很习惯在每一件事上讨他父亲的喜悦。
Jesus didn't come here. He says, his own words, I didn't come here to please myself. I didn't come here to do my own will.
他说我来不是行我自己的旨意。
I came here to please my Father.
我来是行父神的旨意,
the words that I speak, the words that I speak are not my words, they're the words that my Father gives me.
我所说的话不是从我自己出来, 是从我的父来的。
I don't go up to Galilee or down to Jerusalem because I feel like going. I go because I'm directed and led by my Father.
我所到之处都是被我的父引导的, 所以我选择去加利利或到耶路撒冷, 不是照我的意思, 是照父的指引。
We're that way also. I hope we are.
我希望我们也是如此。
We're not here to please ourselves.
我们不是活在地上要讨自己的欢喜。
We're not here to do our own thing.
做我们自己要做的事。
Sometimes we get that idea. We're here to live our life and do our life and say, God bless it.
有的时候我们会说我要过我的生活做我自己事, 神啊求你祝福。
We're here not to do our own will, but we're here to do the will of the one who put us here.
但是我们要在地上不是照我们的旨意行, 而是要照那个把我们放在这个地上的神的旨意行。
Paul says that he has foreordained for you and for me good works that we should walk in them.
保罗告诉我们神已经预定要我们行的善事, 我们要走在那条路上。
He has a plan for your life.
主对我们有一个计划的。
And it's not a jigsaw puzzle.
不是做那个拼图。
Some of those jigsaw puzzles are hard.
有些拼图是蛮难拼的。
We have a store in New York City called FAO Schwartz.
我们那纽约有一家有名的拼图店。
It's a tourist attraction as well as a store you can buy toys and games in.
那是一个玩具店, 很多旅客都喜欢到那里去。
The largest toy store in New York City.
那是纽约最大的一个玩具店。
The most expensive toy store in New York City.
也是最昂贵的玩具店。
You can buy, literally, you can buy a gorilla that's probably almost to the ceiling here.
你可以买一个玩具的圆那个大猩猩, 大概可以像这个天,
no,
从地到天。
What would you do if you bought a gorilla that big? I don't know either, but they have a lot of things you can look at and enjoy, and they have puzzles in that store.
所以在这个玩具店里有一个部门是卖这个拼图的。
8,000 piece puzzles.
有的拼图叫8,000片。
They're huge.
他们很大一盘。
It takes you a whole big long area to try to put that puzzle together.
你需要很大一片的地方才能够把这个拼图拼好。
You give up before you start.
你还没开始你就可以放弃了。
And it's difficult. It's like a pizza pie with all kinds of toppings on it. Everything looks the same.
就好像到了那个披萨店一样, 什么东西都在上面, 看起来都一样了。
Round edges, so you can't even find the, you know, perimeter of it.
因为整个披萨都是圆的, 你都不知道怎么找那个死角。
You know, some people think that's the way the Lord does it with our lives. He tries to make it as difficult as it possibly can to help us to find the will of God.
好多人常常觉得我们, 神对我们就像, 对我们的旨意就好像个大拼图, 是非常难想通, 找到路的。
It's really not that hard.
其实一点都没有不难。
It can be a lot less complicated.
但是不会更...
What you need to do is take today.
Take today.
Yeah, and do the will of God today.
你就需要做就是在今天就行神的旨意。
Stop thinking about 5 years from now, what am I going to be doing? Where am I going to go to school? What am I going to do this? And how am I going to... Just live for Jesus and follow the will of God for your life today.
就在你今天的生活里, 行父神的旨意, 不要想说5年之后我要去哪里。
And tomorrow? Do the will of God for tomorrow.
明天到的时候, 再按照父的旨意生活。
Because you'll find that he doesn't lead you year by year, maybe not even day by day, but step by step.
你会发现神的引导是一步一步的, 还不是一天一天或一年一年。
You learn to follow the will of God. This is the way, walk ye in it.
你就慢慢会找到, 知道如何来跟随神。
And that's what Jesus did.
主耶稣就是这样生活的。
But now the devil was trying to get him to do his own thing.
但是呢, 仇敌要做这件事, 就让主耶稣做自己独立的个人。
It would have been the first time in the life of Jesus that he went out from the perimeter of the will of his Father and stepped and overstepped his bounds to doing it his way.
在这里有一个机会, 主耶稣可以不再依靠父, 而靠他自己来生活。
Is it Frank Sinatra that made that famous?
法兰克辛纳屈不是有这么样的?
I'll do it my way.
还有一个。
I guess I'm going to quit while I'm ahead.
法兰克辛纳屈很有名的一首歌，那个最后就说我要按照我的意思来做。
Well, Frank Sinatra might do it his way, but you shouldn't.
法兰克辛纳屈可以这样子，但是我们不可以。
I have a fairly good friend of mine that took that song. He's a singer.
我有一个好朋友，他也是唱歌的人。
He took that song, or at least the thought of it, and he changed it around, and now he sings going around to different places. I'll do it his way.
然后他把这个歌改来说，我要按照他的意思行。
And it's better to do it his way than your way, than my way, than anybody else's way. Do it his way.
按照神的旨意是胜过按照我们任何一个人的旨意行。
That's what Jesus did.
这就是主耶稣在地上所做的。
We follow his pattern. We follow what he gives us as an example.
我们要跟随他的脚踪，他是我们的榜样。
He was filled with the Holy Spirit.
他被圣灵充满。
He was led by the Holy Spirit.
他被圣灵引导。
He did it the Father's way.
他按照父的意思来行。
Not his own way.
不是按照他的意思行。
And you know, when you get to the end of the life of Jesus, I would consider that his life was a success.
当你看到主一生的路的时候，你必须承认他是成功的。
Maybe not as far as this world was concerned. He didn't have very many friends at the end of his life.
从世界的角度来看，也许他不是成功。譬如说，他没有很多朋友。
And he died quite an ignominious death.
而且他死得很惨。
But it was all in accordance with the will of his Father.
但是每一步都是根据天父的旨意。
And because he did it the Father's way, the Father has highly exalted him.
因为他按照父神的意思做，所以神就将他高举。
Given Jesus a name above every other name.
赐给他一个名字是超过万名之上的名字。
And if you and I do it God's way,
所以你和我若是我们按照父的旨意生活，
you're going to find that one day there's exaltation.
有一天我们会被神高举。
You don't need to exalt yourself.
我们不需要自己高举自己。
You don't need to put yourself out there and try it your way.
我们不需要靠自己的努力，靠我们自己的旨意。
Let God direct and lead you in his time and
让神按着他的时候来带领你。
So the temptation is, Jesus, are you going to do it independent of your Father, or are you going to do it his way?
所以就着主耶稣他所遇见的试探，就是说你要按照父的旨意行，还是你要按照你自己的意思行。
We have many, many stories in the Old Testament that show us this very point, where Joshua did it his way and never asking counsel at the mouth of the Lord when the Gibeonites came to him.
在旧约里，我们看到很多这样失败的例子。约书亚他没有去寻求神，按照他自己的意思行，就他失败了。
You remember how they deceived Joshua?
你也知道有人怎么样欺骗了约书亚。
And the Gibeonites became a bane to Joshua and the Israelites all through their existence.
所以到今天为止，他们都是以色列人的仇敌。
And the Bible says that that happened because Joshua did not ask counsel at the mouth of the Lord.
约书亚之所以失败，就是因为他在做决定之前没有先寻求神。
See, there's a specific link to that story and not following God's will.
所以在这里你看到若不寻求或者跟随神的脚踪或者带领的时候，那个后果。
And we have that many places. I don't want to take the time to go into all the illustrations.
圣经里有许多这样失败的经历，但是我们今天不去看。
The problem with Adam and Eve, one of the problems with Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden,
在亚当跟夏娃身上有一个问题之一，有一个问题之一。
That they wanted to act independent of the will of God.
就是他们要独立行事，而不是跟随神的旨意。
Now God had given them a lot of leeway.
神给他们很多空间。
They had a nice, beautiful garden that they were placed in.
神把他们放在一个美好的园中。
Adam was put in charge and given dominion over everything that there was in that garden.
然后把一切的统治权交给了亚当。
He was on a higher level than anything else around him.
在整个园中，他是最高的。
And Eve came along, as you remember, helped me to Adam.
夏娃呢是亚当的帮助者。
There's only one restriction.
只有一个限制。
You are not to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, the tree in the midst of the garden.
就是你不能吃那个分别善恶树上的果子。
Every other tree you can eat of.
你可以吃所有其他树上的果子。
I don't know how many trees there were, but probably quite a few.
我不知道在那个园中有多少果树，但是我相信有许多。
Just don't eat from that one tree.
只是不要吃那个分别善恶树上的果子。
If you do, I'm warning you, the day you eat of that tree, you will surely die.
我警告你哦，你吃那个树的果子的。
So not only did they have the word of God, but they also had the repercussions if they were to go outside of the parameters of the will of God.
不仅他们有清楚神的警告，而且还有那个后果。
So what did they do?
结果他们怎么做？
They blew it.
他们失败了。
They had to eat from that tree.
他们必须要吃那棵树上的果子。
It's Eve's fault.
那是夏娃的错。
That's what Adam said.
亚当是这么说的。
The woman that thou gavest me.
你给我的那个女人给我吃的。
It's all her fault.
都是她的错。
Remember what Eve said.
记得。
That snake's
夏娃怎么说？
fault.
是那个蛇。
If it wasn't for that snake, I never would have had the thing to.
是那个蛇让我吃的。
But there was a temptation in that Garden of Eden that Adam and Eve, if they had only overcome, things would be a lot different.
在那个园中的确发生了这样的一个试探。
But because they acted independent, came outside of the will of God, couldn't be satisfied with what He had provided for them, they sinned.
若是他们胜过那试探是何等的好，结果就不是今天这样。但是他们失败了，他们选择要独立思想，独立做选择，
they,
就使他们离开了伊甸园。
They yielded and they fell to that temptation.
他们屈服，而他们失败了。
And because of that, there is that propensity in every one of us.
因为这样，罪就进入世界，我们都受了影响。
There is a yearning or a hankering because of that other nature in us, that sin nature in us.To go outside of the will of God.
所以在你我里面都有一个犯罪的倾向，要不遵行神的旨意。
We are by nature that way.
我们天然人呢就是有这个问题。
We're born that way.
我们出生的时候就有这个罪性。
If God says don't, there's something in us that wants to do it.
比如说神说不要做什么，我们里面就有个欲望要去做那个。
We fully understand the ramifications of our sin.
我们完全了解我们罪恶带来的结果。
The wages of sin is death.
罪的代价就是死。
But somehow or other, there's that strong urge and desire, and we'll go outside no matter what.
但是无论如何，我们里面就有一个很强的欲望要去犯罪，超过神所定的界限。
We were mentioning it yesterday afternoon in the English group. Those words from the end of Romans chapter 7.
昨天我们在下午英文组的聚会，我们读到罗马书第七章。
Paul there says, "I want to do the right thing."
保罗说，我想要做的善。
But there's something in me. There's another force or power in me that.Just compulses me to do the wrong thing.
但是在我里面有一个恶，好像让我去做我不愿意做的恶。
So the thing that I want to do, I don't do, and the thing I don't want to do, I find myself doing.
我想要做的善，我不去行；我不想要做的恶，我反而去行。
And no matter how strong a willpower or discipline we can exhibit,
不管我们有多
we're not able to.
不管我有多强的意志力，我没有办法克制我自己。
We can't rein in our flesh.
我没有办法管制我这个天然人。
We're by nature children of wrath, even as others.
因为我们真的是受咒诅的。
Paul asks the question, who's going to get me over this thing? Who's going to deliver me from this?
保罗就说，谁能够救我脱离这个取死的身体？
There's victory in Jesus.
他说，感谢主，在主耶稣里能够得胜。
Through the blood that He shed on the cross, I can be free from my sin.
借着他在十字架上的宝血，我能够得释放。
And then I can begin to overcome.
我可以开始得胜。
And when the temptations come my way, I can say no to those temptations.
当试探来的时候，我现在能够说拒绝的话。
I can be filled with the Holy Spirit.
我能够被圣灵充满。
And find in the power of the Holy Spirit the help that I need to walk with Him in white.
在圣灵的帮助里，我能够得着行走得胜战胜的能力。
And so going back to chapter 4 of Luke.
在第四章里面。
The devil comes to Jesus.
魔鬼来试探耶稣。
We read that Jesus had nothing to eat during those days, and at the end he was hungry.
你知道耶稣四十天没吃什么，所以他四十天之后他饿了。
If I don't eat for 4 minutes, I get hungry.
我四分钟不吃我都会饿。
Jesus hadn't eaten for 40 days.
但是他四十天没有吃东西。
Jesus was hungry.
他饿了。
Just imagine.Imagine what it would be like if we did not eat again until tomorrow morning breakfast.
就想想从现在到明天早上我们都不吃东西，你的感觉是什么？
When I saw the line in the cafeteria last night, I almost decided to just forget it.
昨天我在餐厅看到满满的人潮，我就几乎要放弃吃饭。
But I realized I can't go without a meal.
但是我知道我肚子会饿的。
I would be hungry.
我等一会儿会饿，我必须要吃。
I need to eat.
我需要吃。
Jesus fasted for 40 days.
主耶稣禁食了四十天。
Now, there's so much there talking about fasting.
禁食有很多讲究。
In overcoming the temptations, in overcoming the taunts of the enemy to give ourselves to God.
在胜过试探、胜过仇敌、把自己归给神的事上。
In the hot, dry, difficult place to seek God and to get the help from God that we need.
在一个干旱无助的地方，我们寻求神要得到帮助的时候。
Sometimes it takes that.
有的时候我们是需要进食的。
Jesus gave himself. I don't think he just didn't eat. That's called a diet. He wasn't on a diet. He was on a fast.
主耶稣不是在减肥，他是在进食。
He was drawing near to his Father.
他要更靠近天父。
He was needing from his father the wherewithal to be able to stand in the evil day.
他要从父那里得着供应，他才能够在邪恶的日子站住。
To stand against all the forces and wiles of the devil.
面对各样仇敌的攻击。
And so filled with the Spirit of God, led by the Spirit of God, he still needed to fast.
他被圣灵充满，被圣灵引导，但是他仍然需要进食。
And to draw near to his father in preparation for what lie before.
他才能够靠近他的父，并且预备好面对前面的征战。
But the interesting thing about this first aspect of the temptation was that the devil knew exactly where Jesus was vulnerable.
在这里你看到了很有意思的，就是仇敌完全知道耶稣的软弱在哪里。
Give the devil credit.
你必须要说魔鬼蛮聪明的。
He's not stupid.
他们不是愚昧的。
He does know your weakness.
他知道我们的软弱。
He might know it better than you do.
他甚至比我们还清楚。
He might not tempt you the same way he tempts me.
他试探你的方式也许跟试探我方式不同。
You and I are different.
因为你和我是不同的。
He knows how to push your buttons.
他知道你哪里是你的弱点。
And what tries you or tempts you may not try or tempt me.
什么试探你能成功的，对我可能没有效果。
Now when you're hungry, I think one of the greatest temptations has to do with the line of food.
当你饥饿的时候，对你最大的试探就是食物。
And so it's no wonder that it says that Jesus after this time was hungry.
所以在这里说日子满了，他就饿了。
In verse 3 it says the devil said to him, if you are the son of God,
魔鬼就说你若是神的儿子。
If you are the son of God, tell these stones to be made bread.
可以吩咐这块石头变成食物。
Now, I don't know what your Chinese Bible says, but the English Bible is kind of a poor translation. That word if really means since.
他说这里呢说既然你是神的儿子。
Because or since you are the son of God.
因为你是神的儿子。
He's not questioning if Jesus, if you are...The devil knew that Jesus was the Son of God.
原文并不是说你如果是。
They grew up together.
事实上魔鬼跟他们一起长大的。
The devil knew who Jesus was.
魔鬼很清楚耶稣是谁。
And so the question isn't, if you are, if you're not, I'm not sure, but if you are, then do this. It's because you're the Son of God, of course you can do this, so Jesus, do this.
所以魔鬼很知道他不是，他一定是神的儿子。他说既然你是神的儿子，那你就做吧。
You're hungry.
你饿了。
You got stones here.
那这里很多石头啊。
Why don't you just convert these stones into croissants, Chinese rolls?
你就把这些石头变成那个中国面包。
Make bread, make something that you can eat.
变成食物你就能吃了。
Come on, use your brains. It's only right.
这个是对的事啊。
You're hungry.
你饿了。
When hungry people get hungry, they eat.
人饿的时候就吃啊。
I know you don't have anything to eat, but Jesus, you're the Son of God. Just make bread.
我知道这里没有食物，但是你是神的儿子，你把石头变成食物啊。
What's the big deal?
有什么了不起的？
And you might read the story and you say, yeah, what is the big deal?
那你看的时候也说对啊，当然可以。
Yeah, Jesus should do that. That would be right, yeah.
当然主耶稣你应该这样做。
Go for it, make bread.
变成食物吧。
Come on, get yourself out of your predicament. You're hungry.
你饿了，赶快解决你的饥饿。
But Jesus wouldn't do it.
但是主耶稣没有这样做。Why? 为什么？
You think he could have?
他当然可以啊。
Do you think he had the power to change those stones into bread?
你觉得他有没有能力把石头变食物？
I probably think he could have.
我相信他是能够的。
Was he not hungry?
他饿不饿啊？
No, he was hungry.
他是饿的啊。
Then why did he do it?
那为什么他不变食物呢？
Because he wasn't going to act independently of the will of his father.
因为他不愿意远离父亲，单独做他的决定。
My father knows what I have need of.
他说我的父知道我需要。
And if my father's going to meet my need, my father's going to meet my need.
如果我有什么需要，我父会供应我的需要。
And I am not going to go out of the parameters of the will of God, and I'm going to just depend upon father.
我要依靠我的父，我不要离开这个依靠父的这个习惯。
I'm not going to listen to the devil.
我不要听仇敌的建议。
I'm not going to act at his bidding and do what he tells me to do or suggests.
我不要做仇敌给我的建议，或做他要我做的事。
And by the way, the devil doesn't tell what to do, he suggests.
你知道吗？仇敌常常不会告诉我们做什么，而是给我们一些建议。
Just floats the idea.
就是给你一些想法。
You're the son of God. You can do this. Come on.
哇，你是神的儿子啊，你可以做的。
That's his subtlety. That's how deceiving he is.
他们是非常的 充满谎言的,
but I don't know, but I think Jesus remembered the story back in Deuteronomy because that's what he quotes from. Children of Israel in the wilderness at one time.
他们也在旷，就是以色列百姓有一次在也在旷野的时候。
Children of Israel were in a hot, dry place.
他们也在一个干旱疲乏炎热之地。They'd
been there for quite a while now.
他们在那里迂回了很多年的。They
didn't have anything to eat.
他们没有东西吃。They
were hungry.
他们也饿了。
But Father supplied some food for them and bread.
天父为他们预备粮食,
came down from heaven.
从天上降下的玛拿,
just lay there on the ground.
就降在草地上,
they came out of their tents and saw this white stuff all over the ground.
他们早晨从帐篷里出来,
they looked at each other and they said, manna.
他们看到他说, 这是什么?
Manna.
那个他们的发音就是manna.
No, they weren't identifying it. They were saying, manna, what is it?
他们看不出来这是什么, 他们就说, 这是什么?
Manna.
就是说 manna 的意思。
Manna. And all around the camp, manna.
到处都是，这是什么？
Well, it became known as manna.
所以从此后就叫那个东西，这是什么？
And they discovered what it was.
因为他们不知道是什么。
It was wonder bread that came down from heaven.
是从天上降下来的奇妙粮食。
Delivered fresh every morning.
每天早晨都是新鲜出炉的。
As long as they needed it to be delivered.
只要他们需要就有。
Every day God sent a fresh supply, a new provision.
每一天神都有一个新鲜的供应。
Okay, excepting on the Sabbath, when before the Sabbath they gathered for 2 days, I got it.
除了安息日还有安息日之前，他们必须，除了安息日那一天没有。
I wonder if Jesus knew all that and remembered all that.
我相信主耶稣都记得这些故事的。
I wonder how that came to his remembrance.
我也不知道他如何想起来的。
I just can't help but think the Holy Spirit maybe had something to do with all that.
我实在忍不住想到应该是圣灵提醒他。
Jesus answered and said, it is written, man does not live on bread alone.
主耶稣就说，经上记得说，人活着不是单靠食物。
Man doesn't live on natural bread alone.
人活着不是单靠食物。
Man lives by depending upon God.
乃是靠依靠神。
The God who supplies the need.
依靠那位供应一切的神。
So, if you're in another hot, dry place like Elijah was, and you've got no food,
如果你像以利亚一样，在一个干旱没有食物的地方，
the Lord can send delivery service by a raven.
神甚至可以把食物送到，用一只乌鸦把食物送到。
Drop off your food at the brook.
每一次的乌鸦就把食物丢在西北旁，非常奇妙的。
I will not go outside of the will of God.
我不要在神旨意以外做任何事。
If my father tells me to make these stones into bread, I will make those stones into bread.
若是我的父说将石头变为食物，我会做。
But I will not lean to my own understanding.
但是我不会依靠我自己的聪明来决定。
I will not do what seems palatable or right to my own natural understanding or inclination.
我不会根据我个人的倾向或我自己的才智来做任何决定。
Because God's ways are not your ways or man's ways, they're higher than your ways.
因为神的道路高过我的路，你的路，众人的路。
And oftentimes we're tempted and it seems right.
很多时候我们受一个试探，就说这样做好像是对的。
It seems so right, so proper. Oh, sure, why not?
这么做看起来是非常合适的，所以为什么不做呢？
But be careful that you are being led by the Spirit of God into what it is that you are about to do.
但是要小心，你必须是被圣灵引导来面对你所有的环境。
Proverbs chapter 3 says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart.
所以要全心依靠你的神。
And lean not to your own understanding.
不要依靠你自己的聪明才智。
In all your ways acknowledge Him.
在你一切所行的事上要依靠他。
In all your ways acknowledge Him.
在你一切所行的事上要专心依靠他。
And He shall direct thy path.
他必指引你的路。
So the living word, Jesus,
所以主耶稣他是那个活道,
uses the written word
用神写的话,
to counter the enemy of the word
来面对神话语的仇敌,
filled with the Holy Spirit
主耶稣被圣灵充满,
armed with the word of God
然后他自己充满了神的话,
is a sure way to win victory over the enemy.
这个是我们得胜仇敌的必胜的秘诀。
Not only for Jesus, but for you.
不只是主耶稣，我们都是这样。
And I am so glad that he was a man.
我实在很高兴他是一
个人。A human being in the likeness of sinful flesh.
他是取了奴仆的形象，成了人的样式的。
With the need to overcome the temptation.
他同样有一个需要胜过试探。
And I am so glad he did.
我真高兴他是站在人的地位。
And I am so glad that he shows us the way through to victory.
我也很高兴他指引我们得胜的路。
And that area of that first aspect of the temptation is large. It's not just bread and stones.
在这个试探里面，不是只是石头跟食物之别。
But it encompasses so much of our lives.
这个试探对我们而言是很大的适用范围。
Will we do our own thing? Will we go our own way?
原则上说，我们是按照我的意思做我要做的事。
Will we walk according to what everybody says is right?
我是按照其他人所认为对的方向去走。
Or will we be restricted by what God says?
还是我们愿意按照被神的话来限制
？Along any and every line.
在每一种可能性里。
Oh, but the world says this is okay. You don't have to worry about the standards of morality.
世界说这个是可以的，你不用担心。
As long as there are two consenting adults that love each other, I don't care if it's two men, two women, or whoever they may be.
只要两个人相爱，我不管他是男人女人，还是男人男人女人女人。
And the majority of society goes along with those ideas.
那社会上大多数人都接受这种说法。
So, if the majority opinion is, they must be right.
如果大家都这样觉得，那应该是对的。
Oh, they're intellectual. They're smarter than I am. They know better than I.
他们都是有智慧的人，他们比我还聪明，他们应该是对的。
Here's what the Word of God says.
但是呢。神的话是怎么说的
？I can't go outside of the perimeters of the word of God. I don't care what anybody says.
神的话是这么说的，我就不超过神话语的范围，我不在乎别人怎么说。
It might seem right, or I might think it's right, or society might tell me it's right, and they may even legislate it as right. But if the Bible says it's not right, it's wrong.
社会上的人也许觉得是对的，甚至治法来确定这句话，这件事是对的。但是若是在神的话语之外，那就是错的。
And until I get an amendment on this book,
除非呢，神又增加了什么解释
？What the Supreme Court legislates, in my opinion, is wrong.
最高法院的裁决
，But my opinion doesn't count.
我个人认为是错误的。
And your opinion doesn't matter.
我的个人认为或你个人认为是不重要的。
This book is what counts.
是这个圣经来决定。
This is the living word that abides forever.
这个是个永活的活道。
It is written.
是在经上所写的。
You know, when Jesus was baptized, when the Father spoke from heaven after filling his son by that dove coming down, this is what the Father said.
记不记得当主耶稣受浸圣灵降下的时候天父说的话
this is my beloved son.
他说这是我的爱子
Listen to him.
你们要听他
Hear what he says.
听他所说的
And we need to hear what he says.
所以我们需要听到耶稣所说的
And if you have an ear to hear, then hear what it is that he says to the church.
你若是有耳朵可以听的你要听到他向教会所说的话
It doesn't matter what the people say.
不要在乎别人说什么。
It doesn't matter what Brother Ernie says.
或者我说什么。
It doesn't matter who says it.
谁说都不重要。
This book is the only book that we go by.
神的话是我们一切的依据。
One day we're going to be judged according to this book.
有一天我们受审判，审判我们的就是这经上的话。
And Jesus knew all that.
主耶稣非常清楚。
And he only did that which pleased his Father.
他只做讨父神喜悦的事。
The second test, the second temptation.
第二个试探。
Again, will Jesus go outside of what his Father permits, or will he rein himself into doing what his Father wants?
我们可以看见主耶稣有没有超过父神旨意之外而做决定。
It says in the fifth verse that the devil led Jesus to a high place and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world.
第五节，魔鬼又领他上了高山，霎时间把天下的万国都指给他看。
And the devil said, Jesus, I will give you all their authority and all their splendor, for it has been given to me, and I can give it to anyone I want to.
对他说，这一切柄权柄荣华我都要给你，因为这原是交付给我的，我愿意给谁就给谁。
So Jesus, if you just bow down and worship me,
你只要在我面前下拜。
Just bow down and worship me, and I'll give you all the kingdoms and splendor in this world.
你只要在我面前下拜，我就把这一切都给你。
It's all mine, Jesus.
现在这些都是我的。
But I'll give it all to you.
但是我都给你。
And the only thing you have to do is bow to me and worship me.
你只要做一件事，就是向我下拜。
Now that word worship doesn't necessarily mean sing.
你知道，不代表一定是犯罪。
The devil wasn't asking Jesus to sing a song to him.
不代表要唱歌。
Here I am to worship. here I am to bow down. Here, the devil wasn't asking for that.
他要他下拜，不是说在他面前唱一首歌。
Worship has to do with value or weight.
这代表他所有的价值。
It's really the word at the root word of that word in Greek, worship.
Yes.
What you worship is what you give value to, what you give credence to, what you place value on.
敬拜他的字根的意思就是说你所给予的，你将一切你的价值在哪里？
Jesus, what I want you to do
你所重视的是什么？
Is just value me, honor me, give me the weight, the worth that I deserve.
所以仇敌意思说，叫他敬拜他的意思说，你要把所有的价值，你要把你所有的重点放在我身上。
You know, we can sing and call that worship, but that really is not our worship unless it's coming from our heart, directed to the Lord and giving Him the honor and the glory that's due His name.
我们敬拜神不是说唱几首敬拜的歌曲而已，而是把我们所有的价值，把所有的最重要的分量放在神的身上。
And so the devil said, Jesus, just worship me now, just one time.
所以仇敌说，你就敬拜我一次吧。
And you can get all the kingdoms, all the splendor, all the opulence and wealth of this world, all the economies of this world, all the education of this world, the political systems of this world,
所有的政治系统都是你的,
all the wealth and opulence of this world,
所有的荣华富贵都是你的,
I'll just give it all to you, Jesus.
我全部给你, 主耶稣,
just bow down to worship.
你只要做一件事就是敬拜我。
Now you're scratching your head and you're saying, I thought that Jesus had all this.
你会抓抓脑袋说, 我还以为这些都是主耶稣的。
How could the devil say that it's all his and that he can give it to whoever he wants to?
魔鬼怎么说这些都是他的, 他可以给别人。
I thought that it all belonged to Jesus.
我还以为这一切都是主耶稣的。
Well, no, it doesn't all belong to God. This world lies in the hands of the wicked one.
不是的, 这一切世界是握在那个恶者的手下。
This world is the devil's playground.
这个是他们的, 他们的场合。
And he's out to make war with the church of Jesus Christ. He knows that his demise is near, his time is short.
所以魔鬼要出去与耶稣征战, 因为他知道他的时候快要到了。
And God has never lost his sovereignty and never will lose his sovereignty, but he allows the enemy this space.
神他主权是永远存在, 也不会永远不会失去的。但是他容许仇敌有一段时间的占领。
The God of this world blinds the hearts and blinds the minds of people.
有一段的时间神让世界的人瞎了心眼。
Now how did it all get to become the devil's?
但是怎么都变成仇敌的呢?
You got to go back to the Garden of Eden for that. It was all given to Adam as the one, the leader over all, the dominion over all the earth and the world.
我们要回到伊甸园，在那里神要他生养众多，遍满地面，治理这个地。
Adam fumbled it all away when he sinned.
但是当亚当犯罪之后，他就失去这一切。
When he was tempted and he fell.
他被试探的时候，他就跌倒了。
Then it all went back to the enemy.
所以呢，这一切都归给仇敌了。
To the God of this world.
给这个世界的神了,
and now he is in control of it.
所以魔鬼在那时候是控制这一切的。
Revelation chapter 18, you read about Babylon, this world system, the kingdoms of this world.
在启示录18章，你看到巴比伦是这个世界的制度。
You read about the prince and the ruler of this present evil age.
我们看见在这个邪恶世代那个空中掌权君王。
You read in that chapter that the enemy, the devil, is in control, and all the nations of the world drink the wine of the wrath of her fornication.
仇敌是控管整个世界，在饮那个愤怒的酒榨。
All the kingdoms, all the potentates of this whole world, all the kingdoms of this world are inebriated and in a stupor over what it is that the devil spews out and gives to them to enjoy.
所以在地上的所有的国度，所有的人民都是在仇敌的控制之下，按照他的意思随意来蹂躏。
And then you read there in Revelation 18 what Babylon consists of.
你若是读启示录18章，你就看到巴比伦包括的是什么。
It's all the things that men and women in this world live for.
那他们所包括都是许多在地上的男男女女一生所追求的。
Money, power, prestige.
金钱、权柄,
fortune,
地位,
fame.
财富, 名誉,
the American dream.
美国梦,
you can have it all.
你都在那里面。
But you read that in Babylon, not only do you find all of that, but you find the souls of men are there in Babylon.
你不仅看到巴比伦所包括这些物质的, 还有人的灵魂。
held in captivity to the God of this world. And men and women sell their souls because of the things of the world. And there's a call there in Revelation 18, come out of her, my people. Come out of her.
所以在启示录18章, 神有个呼召说, 出来, 出来, 离开巴比伦,
come out of Babylon.
离开大巴比伦,
don't worship Babylon.
不要敬拜巴比伦,
don't worship the God of this world.
不要敬拜这个世界的神,
Jesus said, you cannot serve God and money.
神, 耶稣说, 你不能又侍奉神, 又侍奉马门,
a lot of Christian people think they can.
但是很多基督徒是这样的,
and truth be told, we worship money more than we worship God.
事实上, 很多时候, 我们可能敬拜钱财,
our lives are controlled by money and what money can buy.
我们的一生, 我们的生命常常被金钱或金钱所能购买的控制。
The Apostle Paul said, having food and raiment, therewith be content.
但是保罗说, 无论, 或有或缺乏或富足,
I brought nothing into this world and it's certain I'm going to carry nothing out.
我没有带什么到世上来,
someone said there's never been a U-Haul behind a hearse.
你没有看到谁的棺木后面拖着一个大的那个U-Haul的。
You don't take it with you.
你不可能带着什么资产离开的。
It all perishes.
都要毁灭。
It's all temporal.
都是暂时。
That's why Jesus said, don't lay up for yourself treasure on earth where moth and rust doth corrupt and thieves break through and steal.
所以主耶稣说, 不要为自己积聚财宝在地上, 因为地上有虫来住, 有强盗来偷。
Lay up for yourself treasure in heaven.
还要把你, 反而要把你的财宝放在天上。
And the enemy says to Jesus, just bow, just worship me, and I'll give it to you.
在这里魔鬼说, 就敬拜我吧, 我把这一切都给你。
And there are people all around us that bow to this world.
我们四周有许多人是向这个世界的神敬拜。
And the devil gives to them what he has in his store to give.
仇敌也把他所有的给他们。
And they want to be rich in this world. And they want to, Paul says to Timothy, warn people that want to be rich in this world.
所以保罗对提摩太说要警告那些要在世上富足的人。
It's not wrong to be rich.
富足没有错。
It's not wrong to have prestige or power or fame or fortune.
有能力有权位有地位没有错。
But the desire to have them, the having to worship them to get them.
但是那个要得着这些事物的那个欲望以至于我们拜这个地上的神。
That's the subtlety and it is very subtle.
那就是错误的,这个分别是非常的微妙。
And you really don't have the wherewithal, I don't either, to figure it all out.
你不需要全部明白。
We need to be led by the Spirit of God.
但是我们需要被圣灵引导。
We need to take stock of who it is and what it is that we worship.
我们必须要检查我们的心,
look at your schedule and look at your checkbook and you'll begin to understand who and what it is that you worship.
看看你每天的生活程序表, 看看你的支票本, 你到底在拜神。
Where do I spend my time?
你花的时间都在什么事上?
Where do I give my assets to?
你的钱财用在什么事上?
What's important for me in this world?
在这个世上,
I don't only just want to mouth thy kingdom come and thy will be done, but I want to give myself to that effort here on earth.
我不只是嘴巴只讲说, 愿你的国降临, 愿你的旨意行在地上, 我必须要有行动来证明。
It's a strong temptation.
这是一个很大的试探。
And I hear people saying, oh, look what the Lord has blessed me with.
我常常听到人说, 你看神如何祝福我。
No time for the kingdom of God.
所以我都没有时间忙碌神国度的事。
No time for the house of God. No time to pray.
没有时间祷告。
No time. Too busy with the things of this world.
我太忙于这个世上的事。
But look at everything that I have.
看啊, 我拥有的这么多。 你看看我所有的。
There's a man in the Bible Jesus told a story about, and Jesus said, you're a fool.
在圣经里有一个故事, 主耶稣说, 你这个愚昧人啊,
today your soul's going to be required of you, and then where does all this stuff go?
今天晚上就要取了你的性命的, 你这一切的财物要归给谁?
You leave it all to your bratty kids.
通通留给你那些, 宠坏的孩子,
or someplace else.
或者其他的人物,
where's it going to be? Who's it going to get?
谁要得着你的财产?
What does it profit a man if he were to gain the whole world? And lose his own soul.
人若赚得了全世界, 却失上自己的生命, 还有什么益处?
So you see, these temptations are not just little surface things and Jesus blew them off by speaking the word and that was the end of it.
你知道主耶稣的试探不是一个很肤浅的经验, 随便讲讲就过去了。
These temptations get very near to home.
这些试探对我们来说是非常真实的。
They get right down to day by day manner of living.
是根据跟我们每一天如何生活有关的。
That's why I need to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以我们要被圣灵充满。
And Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, was able to overcome.
主耶稣他被圣灵充满，所以他得胜。
And you and I, filled with the Holy Spirit, will also be able to overcome.
若是你我被圣灵充满，我们也能得胜。
Jesus answered.
主耶稣回答。
It is written.
他说，经上记着说。
Worship the Lord your God and serve only Him.
当拜主你的神，单要侍奉他。
We have no continuing city here. We're seeking another one to come.
我们在地上没有永久的城，我们所
等候
的是另外一座城。
We're going to hold very lightly to the things of this world.
所以我们对地上的事物要轻看。
We're going to lay up for ourselves treasure in heaven.
因为我们的财宝是在天上。
The world will dazzle us.
这个世界会吸引我们。
And maybe more and more as time goes on with technology and new advancements.
它会吸引我们用各样的科技啊，用各样的闪烁的物质吸引我们。
Again, it's not wrong to have, it's wrong where you have to have.
有什么东西并没有错，但是必须要有什么东西是错的。
Where your worship, your value and your worth is more on the things of this world than on the things of God.
你所重视的，你所敬拜的，你的价值是在这地上的事物来决定，还是在于神？
John says, love not the world.
约翰说，不要爱世界。
Neither the things that are in the world.
或者是世界世上的东西。
Because if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面。
All that is in the world.
爱这个世界或其上的事。
The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life.
眼目的情欲，肉体的情欲，今生的骄傲。
It's all part of this world.
都是这世界的一部分。
And the world passes away.
但是这世界有一天都要过去。
And the lust, the desire for it.
世界和它其上的情欲都要过去。
But he that doeth the will of God abides forever.
唯有遵守神旨意的人要永远长存。
So sometimes what we think is a blessing,
有的时候我们会觉得有些事情似乎是祝福，
is anything but,
但是却不是。
It's really given to us by the enemy,
因为是仇敌给我们的。
Because we've bowed down and worshipped him,
因为我们敬拜他。
Don't do that.
不要做这样的事。
You and I have the power because of Christ to overcome.
我们因为有耶稣，我们能够得胜。
Beware that subtlety.
要注意这中间的分别。
The wiles of the devil.
要认识仇敌的诡计。
But how do I know if the blessing is from God or if it's from the wrong place?
那你会说，那我怎么知道这个是神给我的祝福呢，
well,
还是仇敌给我？
One is to assess honestly before God really what it is that I worship.
很简单，就是我们很诚实地检查我们的心，到底我所注重所敬拜的是什么。
Number two, the Bible says that the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow to it.
圣经又讲第二个事情可以检查，就圣经说神所赐的福并不加上忧虑。
Now that word rich there has nothing to do with money or dollars and cents.
你知道财富不代表说是金钱。
It's talking about rich and spiritual commodities.
很多时候我们灵魂上是可以富足的。
The unsearchable riches of Christ,
在基督里有那个测不透的丰富。
The righteousness and peace and joy that we have in the kingdom of God.
在神国度所带来的公义、圣洁、和平。
The blessing of the Lord makes you rich in those ways.
神给我们的祝福会让我们在这一切属灵的事上富足。
There's no sorrow attached to that blessing.
神给的祝福是没有忧愁的。
So if you have a beautiful big house, but you don't have any peace in that home, perhaps it's really not from the Lord or His blessing.
若是你有一个美丽的豪宅，但是在家中你却没有真实的平安，也许这个房子不是神给你的祝福。
And on and on. Let's move on to that third aspect.
那我们再看第三点。
We find that Jesus then finally the devil leads him to Jerusalem and has him standing in the highest point of the temple.
第九节，魔鬼又领他到耶路撒冷去，叫他站在殿顶上。
And then Jesus is asked again, since or if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here.
他说，你既然是神的儿子，可以从这里跳下去。
Now this is quite an interesting one.
这个是很有趣的一个试探。
Imagine going to the top of the building.
你想假想哈，怎么样到殿顶上
？Jesus, just jump off.
他说，耶稣啊，就跳下去就好了。
They're in Jerusalem, in the capital city, where everybody's around.
你知道我们是在耶路撒冷，是首都哦，大家都在这里哦。
Just come floating down like a feather.
你就站到最高处，然后跳下来，像羽毛一样这样的飘下来。
Well, before you hit the bottom, the newsmen will be out there taking pictures of you.
也还没有到地上的时候, 那个新闻队都来照相了。
You'll be a big hit, Jesus.
那你就会大大有名了。
All the political leaders, all the big shots in Jerusalem will see you coming down and will... Then they'll know that you're the Messiah. They'll know that you're the Son of God.
所有的政治领袖, 宗教领袖都会看到这个奇迹, 就知道你真是弥赛亚, 你真是神的儿子。
Because it says... Jesus, you know, it does say Jesus in the Bible. I'm quoting Jesus, your Bible. It says, He will command His angels concerning you to guard you carefully. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone.
主要说因为你最喜欢引用的圣经这么说的哦，主要为你吩咐他的使者保护你， 他们要用手托着你， 免得你的脚碰在石头上。
That is scary.
这个是很可怕的。
Oh, not the words and not what the enemy used. It. But it's scary to me that the devil knows the Bible.
对我而言，魔鬼这么熟读圣经是让我很害怕的。
And he knows it better than some of us.
他对圣经的熟悉度超过我们许多人。
He knows exactly what to quote.
而他知道要用哪一句话。
You would think the only verse he knows in the Bible is John
11:35. 你以为他唯一知道就是约翰福音。
Jesus wept.
13章35节，
or,
耶稣哭了。
Or some other verse, maybe know Psalm 23.
或者是他，也许魔鬼知道诗篇23篇。
But he takes a verse here in the Bible that you didn't even know was ever in the Bible. He'll give his angels charge over you concerning you. They'll bear you up in their hands lest you dash your foot.
但是在他这里引用的这一节， wow. 连我们可能都不熟悉。
The devil knows that verse by heart.
哇，魔鬼这么熟悉经节啊！
Yeah, the devil knows a lot of Bible verses by heart, and he may even quote them to you.
所以仇敌是很清楚的，甚至会用圣经对我们说话。
They'll take them out of context. They'll try to make them mean what they don't really say, and they'll try to make you to be fooled because it sounds so.
因为他会断章取义，他不会用圣经原来的意思，然后呢，引诱我们，叫我们，像个愚昧人一样跌倒。
Just think, I can circumvent the cross before I become exalted and lifted up. I can bypass all of that and get the notoriety and the publicity without going by the way of the cross. That sounds pretty.
你们替主想想，他想，哎，你知道吗？我可以不用受羞辱、上十字架，然后可以拥有这一切，然后一下子在人的面前显明我是神的儿子。
I mean, anything that gets me out of going through the cross, that sounds good.
什么办法让我不用走十字架道路都是好主意。
Hey, do you like the cross?
我们喜欢十字架吗？
You don't like the cross, do you?
我们不喜欢十字架吧？
You don't want to take up a cross.
你不喜欢背起十字架吗？
No, I would never do that. Jesus bore the cross.
哦，我是不背十字架，主耶稣背十字架。
I don't have a cross.
我没有十字架。
Not me.
我不是我，我没有。
Wait a minute now.
哎，等一下。
Doesn't it say in the Bible that unless you take up your cross daily and follow him, you cannot be his disciple?
圣经不是说吗? 人若要跟随我，就当天天背起他的十字架跟随我。
Yeah, it does say that.
Oh, yeah. Well, 对，圣经是这么说的。
But that's not for me.
但是不是对我说的。
That's for somebody else.
那是对别人说的。
It doesn't mean me.
不是指的我的。
No, it means you.
不是的,
and if you're tempted to bypass the cross,
若是你想要越过十字架的路,
if you're tempted to find exaltation some other way,
你若想高举自己用别的方式,
you're never going to find it.
你永远找不到那条路的。
Jesus, I got scripture for you, and why don't you just believe what the Bible says, and if you do, you'll be better off.
主耶稣说圣经已经清清楚楚告诉你了，背起十字架跟随我，你为什么要找别的路呢？
So grab it all now. Overcome.
所以圣就现在就要得胜。
By doing what I tell you to do.
做我告诉你要做的事。
And of course Jesus says, do not put the Lord your God to the test.
主耶稣回答说，经上说，不可试探主你的神。
And so as a man, Jesus was tempted like you and I.
主耶稣站在人的位置上，像你我一样受了试探。
In Hebrews it says he was tempted in all points as we are.
圣经告诉我们，希伯来书说他在凡事上受了试探。
Yet without sin.
但是他却没有犯罪。
There are some theologians and scholars that suggest that these three temptations really encompass all temptations that could come our way.
有些神学家他们说，哦，这三个试探包括了主耶稣所受所有各方面的试探。
I think there's a truth there, although you do have to stretch it some.
我觉得有一部分是正确的，但是好像有一点。
But these three temptations encompass an awful lot of our lives.
但是我必须说，这三个试探的确是涵盖了我们生活中所遇见试探的极大的范围。
An awful lot of the temptations that you and I face on a daily basis.
我们每一天遇到各样的试探。
But he withstood the temptation.
但是主耶稣站住了。
Therefore God hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every other name.
所以神将他升为至高, 并且赐给他那超过万民之上的名。
He didn't need the devil's way to get the notoriety.
主耶稣不需要仇敌的帮助,
but if he would just do things according to the will of his father, oh yeah, he'd be exalted one day.
他只要按照父神的旨意生活,
far
有一天他会被高举的。
Far above all, and at that name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
万膝都要跪拜, 万口都要承认, 耶稣基督是主。
And because he overcame,
因为他得胜,
because he was victor, so can you and I overcome.
所以你和我都能够靠他得胜,
and so you and I can be victorious.
我们能够得胜。
But don't ever forget,
但是永远不要忘记,
Jesus was full of the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣他是被圣灵充满,
and Jesus knew the scriptures.
他清楚神的话,
and the scriptures could be brought to his remembrance by the Holy Spirit bringing them to his mind.
常常在遇见试探的时候, 圣灵会把所需要神的话带给他。
And those holy scriptures got into the mind of Jesus because as a boy he was taught the Holy Scriptures and because he was able to learn them and remember them. And so may we study the Scriptures and let God have a leverage in us by His Spirit to bring to remembrance something that we've already
studied.
We too can be overcomers. They overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. The devil's allergic to the Bible.
你知道魔鬼对圣经是很敏感的。
You use the word of God anointed by the Spirit of God and he sneezes.
当你被圣灵充满, 然后使用神的话的时候, 他们会打喷嚏的。
He gets driven away.
他们对神的话很过敏的。
I would be remiss if I didn't just call your attention to the last phrase in this section.
我还要叫你们注意这一段经节的最后一句话。
We do read that after that third temptation,
受过试探之后,
when the devil had finished all this tempting, he left him until an opportune time.
他暂时离开了耶稣, 英文圣经翻译说, 直到再有机会。
In other words, what the devil said before he left Jesus, or what he thought at least before he left Jesus, is, I'll be back.
所以基本上就是说, 我还会回来。
I don't think I'm finished because you whipped me these three times.
不代表你赢了三次, 我就不回来了。
I'll be back.
我会回来的。
Did you ever overcome temptation?
你有没有胜过试探?
Don't just pat yourself on the back because now, oh, I'm finished. That's all done.
因为胜过试探一次就自己嘉奖自己说, oh, 我已经结业了。
Because he'll be back.
因为他还会回来。
He'll be back in some way, shape, or form when you're hungry and when you're needy.
在你有需要的时候, 在你饥饿的时候,
he'll know your weakness and he'll try again.
他知道你的弱点在哪里, 他还会再来的。
And there were many times subsequent to this in the life of Jesus where, yes, the enemy was back.
所以在这个机会过了之后, 的确仇敌又回来,
just one story about that.
很快的一个故事。
Do you remember when Jesus was speaking to his disciples and he said to his disciples, I'm going to be crucified, handed over to the enemies, be crucified and the third day rise again?
记不记得他告诉门徒说, 人子要被杀, 被交给人, 要被杀, 三日之后从死里复活。
And then Peter began to rebuke Jesus.
彼得就责怪耶稣。
Do you remember that?
记不记得这件事?
Never, Lord, not so.
这是万万不可发生。
You will never, that will never happen to you.
这是万万不可发生。
You will never, I will never let you go to a cross. You'll never be handed over to, no, 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 no.
不可以, 你永远不可以被交给人, 还不要说被杀。
The cross is not something that you're ever going to have to entertain.
十架是你永远不要想都不要想的事。
And you remember what Jesus said to Peter?
记不记得主耶稣怎么回答的?
He called Peter a bad name.
他叫了一个不好的名字。
Get thee behind me, Satan.
退我背后，撒旦。
Who's he talking to?
彼得说,
I'm Peter. On this rock, I will build my church. Peter, that's me.
我是彼得, 记不记得, 你要把教会建造在这块磐石上。
Peter didn't even realize, but that thought, no, that thought wasn't from Peter.
那个思想不是从彼得来的。
That thought certainly wasn't from the Holy Spirit.
当然也不是从圣灵来的。
He meant well, Peter did. He meant well.
彼得的意思是好的。
So do I sometimes, and maybe so do you.
常常你和我都有一个好的意思,
but that thought was inspired from very hell itself, from Satan.
但是那个思想是从仇敌来的。
Trying again at an opportune time to maybe get Jesus to say, yeah.
他找到一个合适的机会来试探主，也许主耶稣说对啊对啊。
Let's forget the cross. Let's fight, guys. Let's get some swords.
啊，让我们来征战吧，去找一些武器来。我们不要想那个十架的事了。
But Jesus overcame that temptation also.
但是主耶稣当时也胜过了那个试探。
Get thee behind me, Satan.
他说：“撒旦，退我背后。”
You don't savor the things of God, but you only think about and savor the things of man.
因为你体贴人的意思，不体贴神的意思。
Oh, did Peter learn a lesson?
彼得那时候学了一个功课。
But I'm taught a lesson there too.
我也学了一个功课。
Sometimes it might be your best friend.
有的时候可能是你一个好朋友。
Maybe those lean not to your own understanding.
但是神说不要依靠你自己的聪明。
Be led by the Spirit of God.
要被神的灵引导。
And the Spirit of God will always lead you to the cross.
神的灵总是带你到十架。
I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me.
我已经与基督同死，如今活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
We need Jesus.
我们需要主耶稣。
Do you realize how much you need Jesus?
你真的知道你多需要他吗？
But because of the overcoming power of Jesus, Jesus in you will give you the victory.
因为主耶稣基督里面得胜的能力，他能够给我们力量胜过仇敌。
As he was victorious, so you and I can be victorious in these end times.
他如何得胜，我们也如何能够在这末世得胜。
Jesus has come to destroy the work of the devil.
主耶稣来为要败坏魔鬼撒旦的作为。
Be it in thought, in theory, in practice, no matter what way, the devil is a defeated foe.
无论是在我们的思想里，在理论上，或者我们的生活，仇敌是已经失败。
Jesus is victor.
主耶稣是得胜者。
And our victory
也是我们的得胜。
Is in Jesus.
我们的得胜就在于他。
It's a true story, and I'll close with this.
最后我讲一个真实的故事。
Of a man who loved art.
有一个人很喜欢艺术。
And he was a wealthy man, and he collected many art pieces.
他是一个很富有的人，所以他有收藏了许多艺术品。
His home was a makeshift art gallery. So many paintings and very expensive paintings.
他的家好像一个艺术博物馆，有许多昂贵的那个画。
Cover the walls and the hallways and over the fireplace.
墙上啊，走道啊，火炉处啊，都是名贵的画。
His wife passed away early on in his life.
他年轻的时候太太过世。
It just caused him to want to devote himself more to collecting of art.
他就花更多的精力时间在收藏名贵的画上。
So he traveled around the world and he did find this piece and that piece and another piece.
他旅游全世界啊，到处看到许多名贵的画。
He had a son that lived with him.
他有一个儿子。
The war came.
后来遇见世界大战。
His son wanting to defend our country went and enlisted in the armed forces.
他的儿子就从军了。
His son went to serve overseas.
他到海外去服务。
There came that fateful day when there was a knock at the door of that art collector's home, and as he opened the door, he found some officer standing there.
有一个叫他惧怕的日子来到，就是有一天他在家时有人敲门，打开门是一个军人站在门口。
They regretted to inform him that his son had given the ultimate price in his life in defense of the country.
他们很忧伤地告诉他，他的儿子为国捐躯了。
What had actually happened was found out was that his son got in the line of fire to protect another one of his comrades.
后来他发现他儿子之所以丧生，是因为在火线当中他要保护另外一个同仁而丧生。
And that young man died protecting that other army man.
他的儿子为了保护另外一个军人，他的同袍而丧生。
Of course, the father was grieved.
当然，这个父亲的心非常忧伤。
It was his only son.
因为这是他唯一的儿子。
He had no children other than that.
他没有其他的孩子。
His wife had predeceased him.
他的太太已经是
He felt alone.
过世了，他觉得非常的孤单。
And just with his artworks.
他拥有的一切就是这些艺术品。
On Christmas Eve that same year, there was a knock at his door.
同年的圣诞节那天晚上，有人又来敲门。
He opened the door and he found.
他打开门。
Another young man standing there.
他看到另外一个年轻人站在那里。
With a large package under his arm.
在他的手底下有一个很大的包裹。
And that young man said, "Could I come in? I knew your son."
那个孩子说，那个年轻人说，我可不可以进来？因为我认识你的儿子。
The father invited him in, and that young man said, "I was the soldier that he died protecting."
这个年轻人说，我就是你儿子所保护、所拯救的那个军人。
Your son and I were very close friends.
我们两个是好朋友。
He gave his life for me.
他为我舍命。
And I feel bad about it. He always used to talk about you.
我觉得很难过，因为他常常提到你。
He talked about your love for art and your collection of art.
提到你如何喜欢艺术品，你在收藏艺术品。
And so, I made this and I'd like to give it to you.
所以我制作了这个东西，想要送给你。
That our collector opened up that package and in it he saw a portrait that this soldier had drawn of that man's son.
他打开来一看，是这个军人所画为他儿子所画的肖像。
It wasn't very good.
画的不是很好。
But it was the likeness, at least, of his son.
但是起码是像他的儿子。
The man said, I'm not a painter or not an artist, but I did the best I could, and I want you to have this.
那个年轻人说，我不是一个艺术家，但是我尽我的全力画出这个像，我希望你能够留下来。
After a time, they parted ways.
然后他们就分手了。
The art collector just wept for a good long time.
他走了之后，这个父亲哭泣了很久。
Looked at that portrait, looked at his son.Just wept and thought and wept.
看着儿子的画像，他就想想又哭，哭了又想。
What am I going to do with this painting?
他后来想说，那我要把这个画放在哪里？
It's certainly not the quality of any of the others.
他当然是不能跟我家中所有的收藏品来相比。
But it's my son.
但是是我的孩子。
And so he took the most prominent place in his house.
所以他找了一个最合适的地方。
Right over that fireplace, front and center.
就是放在他的火炉之上，在那个客厅的中央。
Took down that very costly painting.
他把那个原来挂在那里的昂贵的那个艺术品拿下来。
He put in its place the picture of his son.
把他的儿子的画像放在那里。
Oh, years went by.
很多年过去了。
And that art collector passed away.
这个收藏家也过世了。
There was excitement in the art collection industry.
所以那个整个的艺术收藏界都很高兴。
As people from all over the world came to bid on his paintings.
是收藏家从世界各地来要来收买他的画。
Everything to be auctioned off.
每一个画都必须要被拍卖。
And so here were a group of, well, like you, a group of rich people sitting around.
所以呢，就像有一大群这个富有的收买家坐在下面。
And they were all getting ready to bid on these art pieces.
他们都准备要买那个各样的画。
They had their checkbooks with millions of dollars at their disposal.
他们的支票本都预备好了，有上百万的钱可以来购买。
And the man that was leading the auction, he stood with that first picture, and it was the picture of the son.
那个主持的人呢，第一幅拿出来拍卖的就是他这个儿子的画像。
How much will you give me for this picture, this painting? How much will you give me?
他说，你们要花多少钱买这幅画？
And everybody looked.
每一个人看着那个画。
Nobody made a move.
没有一个人举手。
Nobody said a word.
没有人说一句话。
He said, would anybody give me $300 for this picture?
他说有没有人300块？
Now we're talking about, you know, $30,000, $50,000. Would you give me $300 for this picture?
其他的话都是上万的，但是有没有人愿意花300块？
Nobody wanted that picture for $300.
没有一个人愿意花甚至300块买。
$200.
他就降价说200块。
Would anybody give me $200 for this picture?
200块，有没有人200块买这个画？
$100 for this picture.
100块。
$100. Anybody $100?
有没有人花100块买这个画？
$50 for this picture.
50块。
Would anybody give me $50?
有没有人给我50块？我们听到50块。
Do I hear $30?
30块。
What do I hear? What do I hear? Anybody give me anything for this picture?
给我一个价钱。
Do I hear $10? $10.
10块钱。
Well, there was a man in that auction. He thought the frame is probably worth $10.
这在场的有一个收藏家说，那个框框大概值10块钱。
Just so we can get on with this thing, let me $10. I'll take it.
有人说，哎，赶快把这个卖了，我们才可以继续。他说10块钱我买了。
For $10, you got it. It's yours. Come get $10.
主持人就一敲说，10块钱卖给你了。
He went back behind the podium and he said, the auction is over.
然后他回来说，好，拍卖结束。
People said, what? Oh, what?
大家说什么？
Over?
就结束了。
You didn't get started yet.
我们还没开始。
What? Over? What do you mean?
什么意思？就是说拍卖结束了。
Oh, that art collector left a note and he directed that the one who gets the son gets everything.
那个收藏家他留了个遗嘱说，谁得着我儿子的就得拥有所有的收藏。
All the value of all the paintings, of all the worth, of the net worth of what that man represented, it's all belonging to the one who gets the son.
谁得着他儿子的就能够拥有他一切的资产。
And I kind of think it's the same way with us.
我想对我们来说也是这样，不是吗？
If you and I have the son,
如果你和我有神的儿子，
the world may despise the Son.
世界上的人也许歧视。
The world may see no value in the Son.
世界也许在儿子里找不到价值。
I wouldn't give you $10 for that Son.
世界也许只肯花十块钱。
You'd have to pay me to take the Son.
你必须要付我的钱。
But to those of us who love the Son,
但是对我们那些爱儿子的人，
to those of us who know the value of the Son,
认识神儿子价值的人，
to those of you who believe he is precious,
相信他的宝贵的，
and how precious Jesus is,
知道他如何的宝贵，
and when you have the Son, you have life,
知道当你有了儿子你就有生命，
when you have the Son, you have victory,
你就有得胜，
when you have the Son, you have everything that pertains to life and to godliness,
当你有了儿子你就有了一切关乎神和他生命的事。
What would you do? Where would you be if you didn't have the Son?
若是没有神的儿子，你会在哪里呀？
But because you have the Son, what more do you want?
因为你有了神的儿子，你还要什么？
All that I want is in Jesus.
我所需要的都在主耶稣里。
So take the whole world.
你可以把整个世界拿走。
Please take the whole world.
拜托把世界拿走。
I don't want the whole world.
我不需要整个世界。
I don't want any part of this world.
我也不要世界的任何一部分。
I want Jesus.
我只要耶稣。
Just give me Jesus.
就是把耶稣给我。
Because if I have Jesus, I have everything.
因为当我有了耶稣，我就什么都有。
And if you have Jesus, you have victory.
你若是有耶稣，你就得胜。
Oh, let's get filled with the Spirit of God.
让我们被神的灵充满。
Let's get to love the Word of God.
让我们爱神的话。
And let's walk in the footsteps of the Son of God.
让我们走在神儿子的脚踪里。
And let's follow the pattern that He laid out for us for our lives.
让我们效法他的榜样。
And in these end days, let's go from victory to victory.
在这个末后的时代，让我们胜上加胜。
Through Him who loved us.
借着那位爱我们的。
Let's sing together again, Victory in Jesus.
让我们再唱刚才唱的第三首诗歌。
I don't know if we need Jason and his guitar, or I don't know what we need. Thank you.
前。
Let me ask you a question.
我问你一个问题。
Where's your victory?
你的发胜在哪里？
Who's your victory in?
你的得胜是在乎谁？
In yourself?
在你自己吗？
In what you have and possess?
在你所拥有的事物里吗？
Oh, it must be in your intellect.
或者在你的聪明才干。
Where's your victory?
你的夸胜在哪？
It's in Jesus.
你的得胜是在基督里。
And you can be free this morning.
今天早晨你可以得释放。
Because he whom the Son sets free is free indeed.
因为神的儿子若使你自由，你就真自由了。
You can be free from the love of this world.
你可以从爱世界里得释放。
You can be free from your sin.
你可以从罪恶里得释放。
You can be free from your brokenness and your undone condition.
你可以从你的破碎的光景里得释放。
And it's all in Jesus.
都在于主耶稣。
And you found that, I know you have.
我知道你已经找到了那个地方。
Well with my soul.
我的魂可安息。
My sin, oh, the joy, the bliss of this glorious thought.
我的罪，oh, 这个荣耀的思想。
All of that sin has been nailed to the cross. I don't bear it anymore. Praise the Lord.
都已经挂在十字架上。
Jesus has given me victory.
主耶稣给了我得胜。
But you know the ultimate victory is yet ahead.
你知道那个最后的胜利也还在前面。
I heard about a mansion.
我听说过那个美好的居所。
I heard about streets of gold beyond that shining sea.
我听到那个美好的城
，
黄金街。
I heard about the angels singing.
我听到那个天使的声音。
They're singing the old redemption story.
在唱那个美好的救赎的故事。
By the grace of God, one of these days.
靠着神的恩典，有一天
I'm going to sing not just down here but up there. I'm going to sing the song of victory.
我不仅在这里要唱得胜的凯歌，我要在上面唱得胜的凯歌。
What a day that will be!
Oh, 那是一个何等美好的日子！
Well, let's overcome down here.
让我们今天就要得胜。
This is our proving ground, our testing ground.
这是我们受试验，我们证明自己的地方。
This isn't our destination. This isn't our home.
地上不是我们的家，不是我们的
终点。We're going home to a place that He's provided.
我们要去神为我们预备的地方，那是我们的家。
And one day we're going to sing up there our song of victory.
有一天，那一天我们要唱得胜的凯歌。
So the victory begins here.
但是得胜开始于今天。
All through our life here on earth, it's victory in Jesus.
在我们生命中的每一天。
And one day we're going to stand on that shore and we're going to sing, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain."
那一天，有一天我们要站在美好的彼岸，要唱羔羊是配，被杀的羔羊是配。
He was slain for us.
他为我们被杀。
Where did they come from? John asked the question.
约翰看到那些人说，他们从哪来的？
Where do all these people with the white robes come from?
这些穿着白袍的人群是哪？
Oh, they came out of great tribulation.
他们是从大患难里出来。
But then they overcame.
但是他们得胜了。
Down there in that old messed up mucky world, they overcame.
在那个污浊的世界里，他们得胜了。
Because they found the victory in Jesus.
因为他们在耶稣里找到了得胜的秘诀。
They found that the power of the Holy Spirit is able.
他们找到了圣灵的能力装备他们。
That He's able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before our Father.
主耶稣能够保守我们，将我们呈在父的面前。
And so we start singing down here.
所以我们就从地上开始我们的凯歌
singing up there.
一直唱到我们到天上
And the song is kind of the same.
而且永远是这一条歌
It goes like this.
是非常相同的歌
There's victory in Jesus, my Savior for thy
举起来。
He sought me and found me， 他先是替你说，虽忘也还我，直到我的love全回答。He punched me to victory， 在他发前前说。Oh, Jesus, we praise you.
主，我们赞美你。
We praise you that we have a part in your victory.
我们感谢你，叫我们与你的得胜有份。
We praise you, Lord, that filled with the Spirit, you were led into that wilderness.
感谢主，你叫我们被圣灵充满，带我们进入荒凉的旷野。
We praise you, Lord, that in every temptation we face, we know that you already faced it for us.
我们知道我们所面对的每一种试探，你曾经遇见过。
And so today, when we are tempted, we do not have to give in.
所以当我们被试探的时候，我们不需要屈服。
We do not have to yield.
我们不需要屈服。
And we can say we have victory over that temptation.
我们能说我们靠主夸胜。
Because we have victory in Jesus.
因为我们有主。
We pray this in your name.
我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.